to this script. And this is a pretty wild, out there script. What did you first think when you first met Jeremy in this crazy idea?
I thought the script was really cool, but I was like, I didn't think that I could do it, so I tried to get out of it or not do it. But Jeremy, not because I didn't love the script, which I did. I thought it was. I really loved the relationship between Patty and her mom, and I loved the music, and I loved the dreaming aspect and all that. But I just didn't think that I had the tools to pull off a role like that because I hadn't done any dramatic acting. But Jeremy is, you know, he's so confident and clear about what he wants, and it didn't feel like such a gamble. So I was excited to get to do it.
What about getting to work with Danielle and getting to know her? Because didn't you guys all kind of meet up and go kind of have a moment where you got to spend a few weeks just you and Sid and just, you know, the core cast?
Yeah, we went to the Sundance Director's Labs, and I wasn't actually there at the same time as Sid, but Danielle and I were obviously in Jeremy, and it was only a couple days, but, you know, I had an instant connection with Danielle, and I'd met Jeremy, we talked about the script and stuff, so, you know, the first couple read-throughs, for me at least, were really shaky. I was like, oh my God, like, they're going to really regret bringing me here. And I was like, oh, don't worry, I'll get better. And Jeremy's like, I'm not worried about it. Don't worry about it. So, yeah, it's a really rare experience to get to go and develop your movie, you know, with a bunch of mentors there to just help you and make you better. So it was exciting to get to be a part of that. You know, you have all these, like, fancy directors and actors and editors just dropping by as you're workshopping these scenes, and it's invaluable advice and counseling. It was really cool.
You know, as much as Danielle gets to do performance, I feel like you obviously have to do a lot too. Can you talk about getting into that character and just kind of how did you get to that point where you could, you know, be completely immersed in that role?
Well, you know, the singing part was the easiest part because that's what I do for a living, and, like, getting on top of a bar and, like, rolling around and messing with people, like, that's my sweet spot. But like, sitting at a table and having a conversation, a confrontation with somebody that you love and are resentful for, that was more of a challenge. And I guess I just tried to slip into Barb's bitterness and loneliness, and you know, I've had nights like those myself, so and I understand the frustration of wanting to be something that you're not, and, you know, sort of being trapped. So I don't know, and you just, you know, working with Jeremy and Danielle, they're so lovely, and you just feel safe to take some really big swings, and I just trusted Jeremy to guide me to the right place, you know, and he did.
You guys worked with a dialogue coach, if I'm not mistaken. Can y'all talk about, I mean, especially working with Danielle, making sure that she, because, I mean, she sounds like she's from there, and obviously she's not, she's from Australia, but can you talk about getting into the sound of the characters and you know, making sure that Danielle got there?
I mean, like, Danielle, can you stop nailing the Jersey accent so much? You're making me sound like a clown. She's so good. But we had a dialect coach who made us, you know, we would talk through the scenes and he would correct us, and we would have those to listen to. He's so thorough. He gave us, like, how to say, like, ing and, like, and an, you know, like, it just, like, it was so thorough. And you could, if you didn't have him on a recording or yourself on a recording saying something, you could look it up on all these, you know, these documents he'd given us. But, you know, he was working with Jake Gyllenhaal at the same time doing that Boston, a Boston accent, which is incredibly difficult. And yeah, he just, everybody in this process was, like, so gentle, and like, he felt really taken care of on every step of the way, and Tim was no exception.
It's got to be kind of weird, though, that this film, I mean, you guys take it to Utah again in a couple years after The Labs, and it's a hit, and then you guys take it to France, and it's a hit. Like, how does this little Jersey project from, you know, this New York, New Jersey guy turn into something that everyone's seeming to love?
It's really crazy, because I remember when we were filming it, I was like, nobody's ever going to see this movie. It's so small, there's no money, you know. But I think with the support of Sundance, it just really obviously changes the game for us and for a lot of people. I mean, if we didn't have the support of Sundance, probably nobody would see it, you know. It's just, there's just so much out there to see. But it really comes down to the script and the characters, and I think that there's a lot of heart and love, and Danielle in particular she's just a natural star. You know, she's incredibly charming and watchable, and it's a perfect cocktail of good luck.
If you could pick any song to sing, you know, in that bar that you could pick, what would you want to sing?
Oh, man. I would love, I'd love to sing, like, Peace of My Heart. That's, like, my favorite karaoke song, but I also love singing it with a band. It's just so cool, and I'd love for Barb to get to rip into a little bit of Janis.
Is there any chance that Jeremy's thinking of expanding this story and these characters, or maybe giving, like, side projects? Has he talked to you about the afterlife for these characters?
I would love that, but that's up to him. My calendar's wide open, though. I'm available.
Would you want to step into dramatic roles? I mean, what's in your future after this type of project?
I just did a pilot for Amazon that I co-created and co-wrote with Bobcat Goldthwait and Michael Patrick King. It's called Love You More. It comes out on September 1st, and it's, you know, it's a, sort of like a comedy drama, I never could have done that if I didn't have this experience, so I'm definitely open to, you know, keep the ball rolling upwards, like, whatever that means. If it's more dramatic acting, being a better songwriter, or whatever, but this movie has helped open up my my eyes and my heart, so we'll see what happens.
You know, I've only got, like, one question left, but I've got to ask, since you brought up Bobcat. He's so fun and such a dynamic character and such an intelligent guy. What's it like working with him?
It's heaven. I mean, it's you know, the thing about Bobcat I love is that he's so outrageous. You know, there's a part of him that's, like, just got this, like, wicked sense of humor. But really what I love about him most is his tender heart. He's so sweet. There's been texts that he's sent me over the course of, I met him in Austin, oddly enough, where I'm right now, but I took, like, a screen grab of this text message that he sent me. You know, he said something like, hey, I'm really glad we're friends. And it's just like, it's like the sweetest, it's so Bobcat, and it's exactly why I love him.
So cool. Well, thank you for the time, Barb. I really love the movie, and you were great in it, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one out there.